Medium mobile, you're breaking the scratch on the repeater, but not hearing any audio.
4LV, Delta, South Carolina, Lucas. EF4LV, clear.
AB, KK4FTU mobile.
GM, question mark, I think it's a KK4 GMO or GMI. Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor. We're on a little farm down in Belton and just testing out the repeater. I think tonight may be the night of the monthly meeting of the Brar's Net, but I was unable to make it. They meet in the Red Cross building in Greenville. And so nice to meet you, sir. And all the best to you. AF4LV, over.
Call here is Kilo Kilo 4 Foxtrot Tango Uniform, and that was last week. KK4FTU
Mobile. 4FTU
Mobile.
You're doing pretty well. A little bit of snow on the signal, but you're doing pretty well. I'm using an AT out in the yard with a little rubber duck, and so I'm thankful this little 5 watts is evidently making it into the repeater in some measure. And nice to meet you, sir. The name is Mark. The name is Mark. And I've been a Brar's member for quite a while. When I lived in Greenville, I would occasionally be able to get to the meetings, but it's going to be a little more difficult. We are 25 miles south of Greenville and worked all day today. And also, last Monday, I had COVID, so wasn't going anywhere. So all the best to you, and I'll say 73, and maybe you can give me your name on your final. Again, the name is Mark, and let's see. I believe you are Kilo Kilo 4 Foxtrot Tango Uniform, AF4LV, 73.
Turn off for 5 watts. I've talked to a gentleman on this repeater with about 15 watts down in Cleveland, Georgia, but he's got a 25, 30-foot tower with a beam on it. So, yeah, this repeater has quite the distance it can get out. I have talked to a guy on the radio I'm on now from Rockingham, North Carolina. Conditions were just right, though. KK4FTU.
Glad to hear that report. I remember years ago on the old Parrish Mountain repeater, this was back in the 70s, on the old Parrish Mountain repeater, I was sitting mobile in Greenville with just a little, probably a 5/8 wave, 2-meter mag mount antenna on the top of my car, and there was some kind of tunneling effect, and I talked to someone in Pensacola, Pensacola, Florida, on the Parrish Mountain repeater. That was back in the 70s. I believe it was the 70s. Maybe it was the 80s. I don't remember exactly. I think it was the 70s. So anyway, take care. Glad the repeater's doing so well. This is Mark in Belton, and I'll say 73. KK4FTU, AF4LV, and I'm clear.
4FTU mobile clear. Have a good one.